This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Boeing's unmanned Starliner crew capsule has returned safely to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Floating smoothly and softly under three main parachutes.
The Boeing Starliner descended into the Army's White Sands missile range in New Mexico before dawn Sunday, with six large airbags deployed to ease the impact of touchdown.
Congratulations, Starliner.
The two-day test flight was supposed to have lasted more than a week and docked with the International Space Station, where the capsule was to deliver holiday presents, clothes, and food. But the flight was cut short after Starliner's internal clock failed to sync with the Atlas V launch rocket, causing the capsule to burn too much fuel and leaving it in the wrong orbit. Still, there were successes. After a bullseye landing, the sun rose to reveal the white and black capsule sitting upright on the desert floor with hardly any scorch marks from reentry and a parcel of data to analyze. I'm Ben Thomas.
The expected U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump got a lot of attention on today's Sunday TV talk shows. One of the issues, should there be witnesses called to testify? Republican Senator Ron Johnson said no.
The case is pretty thin that the House is sending over us, if they ever send it over to us. Pretty thin gruel from my standpoint. So we'll let both sides have a fair chance of making their case, and then we should take a vote.
Senate Democrat Doug Jones said yes.
The American people in the United States Senate deserve to have a full, fair, and complete trial. And that means witnesses. It means documents. It means getting the information out now in this very, very serious matter.
Afghanistan's Election Commission had good news today for President Ashraf Ghani. He appears set for a second five-year term in office. The results, 2 months late in coming, the commission announced that Ghani received almost 51% of the late September presidential vote, well ahead of the second place showing for Abdullah Abdullah, with about 40% of the 1.9 million votes cast. From Washington, this is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, being away from the country while the country was beset with worsening bushfires, has apologized. Morrison is back in Australia now, and Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
As the fires raged across the country, Morrison was on vacation in the United States. He was criticized for leaving the country during a crisis. He's apologized, but is defending his government's climate policies.
Emissions per year today under our government are on average 50 million tonnes a year less than they were under the previous government.
Morrison has visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney and was briefed about the emergency in New South Wales, where more than 100 fires burn. Conditions Sunday have eased, allowing fire crews to prepare for more dangerous days in the weeks ahead. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Britain's opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn today apologised for waging an election campaign he said handed Prime Minister Boris Johnson a mandate to take the UK out of the European Union next month. But the veteran politician defended his far-left platform and blamed the media for helping relegate his century-old party to its worst performance since before World War II. Corbyn said, quote, "I wanted to unite the country that I love, but I'm sorry that we came up short, and I take my responsibility for it." French President Emmanuel Macron has called on his nation's transport unions to suspend their strikes over the Christmas holidays to avoid massive travel disruptions. He got no pledges. The unions are demanding the undoing of Macron's plan for pension system reform. This weekend has provided some Parisians with a taste of what may lie ahead. Here's Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
On the last weekend before Christmas, Saint-Lazare station sees a surge of people as Parisians leave the capital to be with their families. But with the national rail operator running reduced services, including half the usual number of its high-speed trains, commuters were left staring hopefully at departure boards. President Emmanuel Macron aims to streamline the generous state pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64, past the legal retirement age of 62. But talks have failed with French unions, and on Thursday they said the strikes would continue over the Christmas holidays. Negotiations are due to resume in January.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today defended a new citizenship law that critics claim discriminates against Muslims. The setting was a ruling Nationalist Party rally in New Delhi. This follows days of violent protests against the legislation. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.